This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, Rabbi Yisai. Good morning. Good Chodesh. So I was hoping this winter to dwell into the halachas of brachas, to learn well the halachas that relate to every bracha that we do. And this is it's not easy, it's a little complex, but it's something very necessary. We deal with it on a daily basis, especially the brachas that we do on different fruits and different foods. And that's what we'll get into. But what I'll try to do first is a little preview. And the preview, usually we don't do that. Usually in this year, we stick to halacha. But I thought it was appropriate, especially now that we're starting after not meeting live for 7 months, and Shchedesh, starting a new zman, to go in a little bit to the machshava aspect, the gadata behind the idea of brachas. I think it will give us a little bit of a taste for all the ilchus brachas we're going to learn. So let's start in the sheet. Oh, I'm going to try to share the screen for the Zoom. Let me just open it first. We're going to go over here. And here it is. Okay. There we go. Hopefully it'll be clear enough. So we're going to do like this. The Gemara tells us in Brachas, Gemara brings, right, if you look at the right side of the page, like you said, in Zoom it's a little more clear, right?
Yeah, make it bigger.
Gary, are you seeing it clearly?
Well, this one's not so small this week.
This was not so small. Trying to move.
Tighter sheets than this.
Yeah. I tried to make it bigger over here, but Beseder. So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, in Brachas Daf Lamed Hey, the Gemara tells us, how do you know that you need to say a bracha? How do you know that? Says the Gemara, Ela Svaro. That's the Gemara Brachas Daf Lamed Hey says. Also, the Adam Shiheni Menayin Lamazeh B'lai Bracha. The Svar, makes sense. Don't enjoy the world without a bracha. That's what you learn. You have to, and you want to enjoy the world, you have to say a bracha first. Why is that so? What does the Gemara mean? In order to enjoy the world, I have to start with a bracha. And if I don't start with a bracha, what am I missing? The Gemara later adds one more thing. The Gemara says, if you look at the end of this Gemara, the Gemara says, Rablemi Rami has a question. Ksiv la'ashem ha'oretzum l'yo. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the world. V'chsiv ha'shamayim shamayim la'ashem ha'oretzum l'yo. And then it says, "Shemayim Shemayim La'aretz Hazeh." Meaning, is at one end it says the world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the other end it says that the world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to human beings. So, what does the Gemara tell us? The Gemara says, "No, don't." The answer is, here is before bracha, and here is after bracha. Depends a bracha. If you have before the bracha, it belongs to Hashem. After the bracha, it belongs to human beings. So the bracha, so to speak, is a permit to enjoy the world. What does it mean? Why is the bracha a permit? What does the bracha do? How does the bracha work that it allows us to enjoy the world? So to understand that, let's understand, first of all, what does it mean, bracha? What does the bracha mean? If you look at the Eben Ezra, Allah Torah, Ezra says something which, in our Bismedrish, as we're learning, you can't say such a thing. And that's where the Maharal comes to attack the Eben Ezra. But the Eben Ezra says the following. He says, there's some Joshua's of Chazal that don't really mean what they say. They either say something nice for young children that don't ask too many questions. And he brings one example as the following. This is actually going to get to this past Shabbos, the Parsha. Parsha Bereishis. The Torah starts with a letter base. Chazal tells us, why did the Torah start with a letter base? Because base is bracha. Says the Eben Ezra, well, what do you mean? Because the word bracha starts with the base? There's many other words to start with a base, which are not that great. Let's see if they have an answer. And it says, in number two, over here, Gam Yesh Drasha, there are Drashas. Says Gam Yesh Drasha over here, Shutayim Lachem, Ve'adriach B'derech Tfunas Anarim, it's good for kids. Kiyesh Oiv Shinar B'yoyim, Hanehugoysu B'lal Rebbe Shein of Koyes. So some birds can see only in the night and in the day. Meaning they're not their sight, their vision is limited. So for kids that don't really understand, don't ask questions, it's a good idea, but it's not real, doesn't really mean it. Why? The world starts with a base, because the world starts with the word bracha starts with the base. If you're in the barakacha, Ibn Ayyuk is going to bring a list of words that are bad words that start with base. He nashem boike ka'aretz ubulokar. Means the crow is going to destroy the aretz. Vashiseyu bato. It's lasha klolo. Ubatlu atoichanois. It's when it says a person is going to get old and sick. Baal yedoum. They're not going to know. And it brings a whole list. Bola Hashem. Bola Hashem. Bizoyen veketzef. Yoldu beholo. Ish blial. Says it as, I mean, it's a nice idea, but come on. You know how many words you have that start with base, they're not really great? That's what the Ibn Ezra has to chazal. So the Maharal, number three, one of the missions of the Maharal, maybe probably the mission, my father always explains it, is to come and protect and elevate Divrei Chazal. Divrei Chazal is Divrei Elokim Chaim, Torah Shabbat, there's no chachmas, there's no jokes, there's no maybe, it's exact. So the Maharal says, he comes to a text in Ezra, let's first of all start with the second paragraph, and number three, in the bottom of the page, the second paragraph, he brings Ibn Ezra. Abed dvorim, bad dvorim oy keneged the drash hazeh. Vomek yesh drash toiv lachem. He quotes the Ibn Ezra. It's not really good. And then he says, he brings all these questions. And then he skip a few lines. Says the Ibn Ezra, ubevadai, arav Ibn Ezra, bal yadum divi chachom in yemonim. Ki divrei emim emes bechokmo hu loivin divi chachom. He missed the point, says the Bara. And then the answer, he comes and asks it. So what is it really the explanation? It says the Maharal in the first paragraph. He says, I'll tell you what. It's not that the word bracha starts with a base. But the letter base represents bracha. What does the letter base mean? Two. One is one. Two is when you start adding to the existing. To add to the existing, that's a bracha. Says the Maharal, look at number three. For each remember shlama base, shu lo shod bracha, v'lo ba'av shol shenaru. It's a big thing. Two is beginning of multiple. Shara Aleph ain't beribui. Aleph is one. No multiple. No expansion. There's no adding to it. And that's what he says. And then Morale adds something in the Valak. He says the Valak. He says, if you look at the word bracha, the word bracha is made out of three letters. The shayrish, the root of the word bracha, is a base, a resh, and a chaf. Base is the second of singles. Base is two. The chaf is the second of hens. Chaf, 20. And the resh is the second of hundreds. Bracha, bet, resh, chaf. You are talking about the second. You're talking about the one that starts the addition. That's what Maharal explains. That's why the world started with base. Because the world is a world of bracha. The world is a world of addition. Basically, the Oymik that Divrei Maharal is, Rakesh will create the world. He wants something from us. He was Echot. And he wants human beings to come and add to the Achdus Hashem. So how do you add to Achdus Hashem? You need to do more. The more, everything in this more is bracha. It starts with the letter base. Base is the first coming out of the number one. You're mirabe, you start to expand. That's why the world created with the world base, because that's what bracha is all about. And this, we'll skip a second to number four, we'll get back to that in a moment. This says the Rabbeinu B'chaye, in number five, Rabbeinu B'chaye comes and says, you should know that what's the idea of bracha always? Valdecha Kabbalah, says the Rabbeinu B'chaye, number five. Here, let me just get it to the page so you can see it. He says, over here in number five, Valdecha Kabbalah, says the Rabbeinu B'chaye, Uverachtes Hashem, and a bracha tzorachet de b'levaz, not only for us. Only thank you. Is to add. Meaning, you want to have an expansion, an addition. You want Always bracha means that you're adding. A bracha is lashon brecha el goyna. That's what we're going to say somewhere else. The brecha el goyna means you have, so to speak, a big pool up there in Shemayim, and you want to add. You want to bring bracha. You want to bring a sheva. You want to add to the existing. That's the idea of bracha in general. And before we go on to Rabbeinu Mechai, continue that, here comes the Nefesh HaChaim. Nefesh HaChaim number 6. The Nefesh HaChaim comes to say, that what is the idea of bracha in general? So this is a mistake. The common mistake is, people think that bracha means just to do hoidah. You have to say to Hashem, we want to praise Hashem. Praise Him. Clearly, that's not the right thing. First of all, we just saw Gemara that tells us you need a bracha because that's how you are allowed to eat. Right? Praising is just like a kind of, you give something, you get something back. Furthermore, if you look at the Rambam in number 7, number left side of the page, the Rambam tells us really the preview to brachas in general. He says you have to do a bracha, Chazal told us, you're not allowed to enjoy without a bracha, etc. Then he says, okay, look and see if on halacha gimel. Zok the Rambam kashin shiravochir la anoyo kach mevorchir v'kol mitzvah mitzvah. You do a bracha on enjoyment. You do a bracha for every mitzvah. V'chakri yasei so. Ubrachas rabbis tivrachomim derech shvach v'oido. There are brachas that you say shvach. Oisem aisem bereishis when there is running a thunder. Ubrachas rabbis that he said do derech shvach v'oido. V'derech makoshka the lisko. If somebody asks something, the lisko is a boy. Tell me, remember to Hashem. Enjoy says Allah Khadale, it says the Rambam, the rule. Nimtsu kola brachas kulam shloisha minim. There's three types of brachas. Birkas hanoya, when you enjoy. Birkas hamitzis, before you do a mitzvah. Or birkas haido, when you say thank you. Shemdech shvach vaido bakash, you can discuss the boy term in the remeno. So you say shvach vaido akash brachas. So the Rambam clearly says there's three segments of brachas. One of them is to say thank you to Hashem. But not all of them is to say thank you to Hashem. So why are they all called bracha? If bracha means to thank Hashem, one of them is a bracha. The other ones say, I don't know what you should call it. Say one of them is a one of them is say thank you. The other one is a bakasha called bakasha. One is a mitzvah. Why call it all bracha?
Like a matir to do something is
like a matir.
Matir something like
red. Yeah.
So
says the Nefesh HaChaim. This is the Nefesh HaChaim you should see inside. Nefesh HaChaim in Shai Beis. He has a few chapters. There's a few places from there. Not in order, because the last paragraph where it goes back. But let's say the Nefesh HaChaim says Shara Beis. Number 6. Says the following. Right over here. Be'ayinyan. Kimilas Baruch. The word Baruch. Eino lasha tehila v'shvach kemo shesum b'yam. It's not saying a praise to Hashem. Shari kishom alai b'shmo l'shmo n'b'yam. This is also the Brain of B'chai is quoting. The Gemara in Baruch tells us now what happened? Yishmael goes into Yishmael, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, Rabbi Shmuel, Kohen Gadol, goes into the Kodesh Kadoshim, and he sees the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him, Yishmael bni Baruchini, give me a bracha. What? Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Rabbi Shmuel to give a bracha to him. What does that mean? Says the Nefesh HaChaim, very deep stuff over here. So he said, "Lama shu shvach?" Because you look at the Rishwal, Rishwal davened to Hashem. Rishwal, the famous word, famous song, everyone freed song, right? How does the song go? He says, "She yigoy lo chamecha al midesecha tigim banecha b'desarachemim." Please, Hashem, have mercy on us. How is that a bracha? Zot the Nefesh HaChaim. He didn't say bracha tefila because shvachim chemo metzia berechecha yotzo aegdi shein tzoch bracha. He said, "Yeah, bracha." Avla emes. Let's go to the next paragraph. Says the Shachai, "Ki Baruch Bosho Losha Toisefes Bari." Brings Rabbeinu Mechai. Bracha means adding the existing. This goes back to the Ma'arav. The reason the world is created with base because the world is a place of expansion. Toisefes Bari. Ukiyen Kachno is Brikosi. Take your bracha. Uberes Lachmecho. Uberes Bari Nuchos. Kishmuk is going to add to your bread. He's going to add to your for you to be fruitful. It's not to say praise to Hashem. Next paragraph. What's a bracha? That's what he wants from us. Why? That we don't know. That's a secret. But Hashem, that's what he wants from us. Shnitaken v'neyached al di brokos v'atfilos hakoyches olam esel yonim. who should be able to connect and expand all the worlds. So what is he saying? He says like this. The idea is that Tavish Chayek expands, and that's what the next paragraph we point out. The idea is that bracha is always ribui. What is the ridge, the first stage of ribui? We want to add to an existing. What is that? Tavish Chayek says, that's based on Kabbalah, is we have, so to speak, in the way that Kishbuchu reveals himself in this world, there's different levels. There's higher levels of Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which are very far away from us. And there's lower levels, which are closer to us. But we're doing a bracha, we're saying, Hashem, please allow the higher levels to give the bracha to the lower levels so they can give it to us. Bracha means Tesef is Riboy. So we relate to the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is closer to us. But there's a source of Gilui Hashem, which is much higher. So we're asking that the Brecha Elyona will expand, will add to the lower levels to give us Brecha. How do we enjoy that? By, so to speak, strengthening the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the lower Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Look at the next paragraph. It says, according to that, something gavaldic. It says, if you realize, before you read it inside, how does the Brecha work? You say, Baruch Atah. Atah is Nechayach, present. I am blessing you. Who's you? Someone in front of me. And then we switch the Lashon from Nechayach to Nista, from present to a third, what's it called? Third party. Like the one is not here. Right? He's not. To someone who's not there. He's Nista. He's hidden. We say, Hashem. Kiddushanu b'mitzvayis v'mitzvot. Who's Kiddushanu? Is it when you speak to someone present, you say Shel Kiddushanu. You were kaddish us. V'tzivisanu. No, we suddenly speaking to Hashem as if He's not there. We start speaking to someone present. Baruch Atah Hashem Elkei Mechelam. And then Shakol Nia b'dvaroy. Something happened in His word. The correct dikduk should have been Shakol Nia b'dvarecha. I speak to you. I started speaking Lashon Nechach. Right? You created him as Zionist. Suddenly we talk as if he's not here. He goes up. Why are you changing the Lashon? Sadam Shechayim is exactly the point. We're talking, so to speak, we wanted the bracha to you. To you means to the Gilui of Hashem, which is in front of our eyes. Because we're asking of Ashpa to come from the higher level, which is not in front of our eyes. So to speak. Let's see the end of Shechaim, the last paragraph. Start with present, and then you go to as if he's not present. Present. Somebody else. The fact he's connected to us, the lower levels, we're able to connect to that. You need that connection. That's what we say. And then, then you go to the higher levels of Gibur Hashem. Look, Gibur reveals himself down here in a lower level. We need that lower level to expand. We need that lower level to have a lot of power, so to speak. So how does that happen? The Gibur of Kadosh Baruch Hu from above goes down to one of us, and then we can say a bracha. That's the idea of Baruch Atah. We're saying Baruch Atah Hashem, we're mevarech you a Kodesh Baruch in front of us to get more power. Again, not this chatzon to Hashem, but the revelation of Hashem in front of us, we need that to have more. The revelation should be greater, should get more power from the inner, higher levels of Kodesh Baruch Hu down to the lower levels, so we can enjoy that. That's back to Rabbeinu B'chayei, and number five, the second paragraph, which we have over here in the sheet, we go over here. Omer Brachas, he brings the same Gemara that Rabbeinu Shachan quoted. Omer Brachas, Amor Lagishmoel B'Barcheni, Chemes Hashas, Vakashbuchel Moishachel Azreini, Gan Abrocha. We praise Hashem. We say Brachot Hashem. We say Tosefes Ruach Hakodesh, more Ruach Kedusha, because Seinu Yisibu Sheizbarchu Kol B'Yosef Imenu. So we give, so to speak, power to the revelation of Hashem, and then we have more. That's what he says. So Yimele, and that's the last paragraph, last two lines of Rebbeinu Mechaye. Lashu Brikas Inen Tosefes Ribui Humi Lashu Bracha Nevas Me'Amok. We go to the source of Gilu Hashem. And from there, we draw bracha to the lower. That's what we do with bracha to Hashem. Mimele says Nefesh HaChaim, that's the idea. The Kozi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel, the Kohen Gadol, goes to Kadosh Baruch Hu, goes inside, and he says, Hashem, I want to add, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Shmuel be Barcheini. Give me a bracha. Give me a bracha. Say the words that will give the power to the lower relations to have mercy on Am Yisrael. Now, why can Hashem do it on his own? That's what the Nefesh HaChaim says. Say the Kam Simoy. Shmuel created the world for us to do it. It's our job. He didn't need us to create the world at all. You go back to the Ramchal, famous Ramchal, that says Shmuel did it for us to have a reward. So Hashem, so to speak, says, this is your job. You need to bring a bracha over here to the world. That's what you're doing. That's the idea of the bracha to Sefer Ribri. Mele, going back to the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? Rambam says, there's different types of bracha. There's a bracha that you say, Shvach, Hashem, look how great your thunder is. There's a bracha that you say on a mitzvah, Hashem, you give us a mitzvah. There's a bracha that you say before you want to enjoy something. It's all the same thing. Anything that I am associated with, I'm giving a bracha, I'm giving to Sefes Ribui, a greater expansion to what is revealed in front of us. I see the thunder. I say, I want to send his rebuke to the Gil of Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world. He's showing himself this way. I want it to be greater and bigger and more, that we can enjoy it even more. That's the idea of the bracha. Mimele, going back, you know, like before we go to the lab, back to the Gemara. Now, according to this, what's the difference between this and, so this is bracha. Bracha is to send his rebuke. Maharal tells us in number 4, a gavaldic thing. That's the difference between a bracha and tefillah. Tefillah, when you're down in front of Hashem, then you mean, I'm missing something. What are you down and you're missing? Hashem, I need something. I need to be filled up. Bracha, on the other hand, is, I'm not missing. I just need one more. Look at the Maral, number 4. Maral says, figure out bracha, if he says because of something else. Let's skip a few lines over here. Yeah, I'm putting it in the... It says over here, That's what you need to do on your own. But bracha is more. Because bracha is to step as bracha. That's what the Maharal says. Now, this is a little hard to understand because what is the davening made out of?
Brachas. Partially brachas, right?
I mean, the main part of davening is the Shmoneh Esrei is 18 brachas. 19 brachas. It's all brachas. But the idea is, the footnote mentions it, the idea is right. Of course it's brachas. But the brachas, but tefillah, the concept of tefillah talking about is what we spoke about when we spoke about Hilchos tefillah. That tefillah is two things in tefillah. There's the actual details of tefillah. There's another thing, they need to be oyim l'fnei melech, you stand in front of the king. Remember, in Hilchos brachas, in Hilchos tefillah we learn that if a person doesn't have a kavanah, what he's saying, it's fine. A person doesn't have, that's what I'm Chaim Soloveitchik experience in the Rambam. But a person doesn't have a kavanah that he's standing in front of the king doesn't work. Standing in front of the king is I'm missing something, please Hashem. Then you try to do, you use the brachas, you use all the different methods. So get the Zimran, Kishma, to come and fill up your chisar. But your theme, your mahalach, is a chisar. Bracha is that the seventh ribui in general, I have something, I want it to be more what I have. That's a general idea. With that, we go back to the Gemara in Brachas Taflamadei. Says the Gemara, you need to do a bracha before you enjoy the world. Why? It says, you don't enjoy the world without a bracha. It's not just like a license. You wanna use this property, you need to get a license. It's not pshat. It's much more than that. Pshat is, if you're not giving bracha, so you're not adding to the world. You want to come, and Akash Bohu says to you, our job is to expand this world. You want to enjoy the world, you need to expand yourself. You're the one who's creating that expansion. It's like, in order for you to really enjoy the world, you need to create here the Tosefes Ribui and Bracha. In depth, it really means even the simple understanding is, okay, what do you mean? I have your apple in front of me. I'm enjoying it. So you could say, yeah, I have the apple and I'm enjoying it, but you need to do for the next apple. I want to make sure there are more apples. So you want to have another apple, there you have to do. That's a simple understanding. But in depth is even more than that. As brought down Sifri Chassidus, this apple itself doesn't have enough to set this ribui if you don't do the bracha. You add, and that's really the Gemara ends with. The Gemara says, before you get a bracha, Shvai Shvai L'Hashem, it's a Shvai Shvai L'Hashem. But I want to expand it. I want to make it our Tzitzel Ne'adam. I want to make it connected to us. Everything belongs to Hashem. How do we make it part of us? By us doing the job of doing the bracha. We're doing the bracha, we're supposed to be expanding what Hashem is giving us, even in front of us, if you can't see in your eyes, but you're giving here an expansion of what is existing. There's a bracha in front of us. I did something, now I can eat it. If you're not part of the process, you can't enjoy it. You can enjoy what you did. I want to say in other words, in order for you to, the whole concept of reward in this world is based on your job. If you didn't, there's no free lunch. You have to do it for yourself. Your bracha is creating right now the fruit. The fruit, you have a fruit of here, obviously. But you need to add to the fruit your dimension. What is your dimension you're adding? To step as ribui with a bracha. You added your dimension, now you can eat it. Now you have a chelikit. So Shema'a, the Oretz, belongs to Kodesh Baruch Hu, as long as you didn't add anything to it. You added to it, now you added a dimension, belongs to you. Now you can go and enjoy it. Now you can go and use it. That's the idea of the bracha. And this is really the concept that comes out for this, for all these Makaris, the Maharal, the Meshachayim, all based on the Rabbeinu B'chai, Mashbos of the Rambam. The idea of a bracha to Sefer Ribui is an addition. As we're going now, Be'ez Hashem, this winter, to go through brachas, through the halachas of brachas, to always remember, a bracha is my addition to everything in this world. So to speak, I'm adding to what the influence of Gishbol is giving to the world. Gishbol, so to speak, told us, you can go, I'm going to give influence to the world, but you need to be associated with that. You, so to speak, need to give power to Hashem to do it. Hashem says, I'm not doing it on my own. If you give me the power, I'll do it. The power means bringing from a higher level of, from the place where there's no limits, bringing down to the Gil of Hashem over here, which is limited. You need to do that. If you do that, then you can enjoy, then you can do a mitzvah, then you can do a anah. Everything is based on you. That's what bracha is all about.
So when somebody's being motzi other people, and they all have in mind the same concept together, I'm being motzi.
Right, so that goes back, that's the idea of Shemei HaKoyne. Shemei HaKoyne means, if you say it, I as if said it, we're together. Right. Come on, bracha, discuss this, who's greater, the one who says the bracha, the one who says amen. You're joining together with the one who's doing the bracha, but you're creating a bracha as well. To me, you're creating a bracha as well, you're good, then it's fine. So that's the preview to the halachas we can learn. I said that would be like a nice way to get into it, into the understanding of brachas. And Be'ez Hashem, throughout the winter, we'll try to go through as many brachas as possible. Right. Say that, everybody say.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.